This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kind of need this music today. You don't have to slow down, man. You can just stay right there. It just gets us. And when I hear it, I think winter will end. Winter will end. Repeat after me. Winter will end. Yes. We're live at the Bismarck Event Center. I just saw Charlie Jeske. I just told him his team is doing a great job here. Gosh, they're great. They are so good to work with. I have been in no other facility that has the kind of just customer service and get it done kind of things. They really do a nice job, and he's a good one. Charlie's a great, great manager. He really is. I knew him when he used to run the Alera Center in Grand Forks many moons ago, and they do a nice job. I want to say also a shout-out to my friends at Ashley. Gosh, were they great. We just had a wonderful time down there. You know, I didn't plan to do this, but I started my conversation with them down there talking about an obituary that I read in the Bismarck Tribune. Is this pretty common knowledge now? People are talking about this youngster that died, suicide at 12 years of age.
It is.
It's viral, as we say today, Todd, right? It's gone viral. And,
right.
You know, there's just so much going on in schools today. I want to dedicate some time to talk about this. Very, very soon, and I will post about this at some point today and read a bit of the obituary, because it just rips my heart out. It really does. And speaking of schools, another incident today at Legacy, is that right? I mean, yet another. What is this now?
Yet another from early this morning. They did sit down and notice another threat came to the Bismarck Police Department this morning. The building and school grounds were swept by uniformed officers. School will proceed as normal today with increased police presence. That was as some very early arriving students and teachers were there, and they were evacuated at the time. But the building's been swept and is good to go, long as it's good to go now. But no other word as to why.
I want people to think about this. I mean, these almost become routine when you start hearing it in the case of these bomb threats, right? But also sometimes in even the shootings. Imagine being in that school, what that does to your psyche. I mean, and then add to that the drills they're doing. And so this is definitely a concern. I think it's something we need to continue to think about for sure. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, good partner of the program. We appreciate everything they do. Mark Thompson, of course, and his daughter's now carrying on that legacy, and they really, you know, they're an icon. They're an iconic company, over 100 years old, and doing a lot. New Flow Services, where if you have drain and pipe issues, amazing. Commercial, obviously, I talk a lot about saving money on the management of your buildings, HVAC, and also residential, and a great place to work. They've been at it a long time. The kind of thing you're going to be, have a good, stable job. HATandSons.com to check that out. We're going to talk a little bit about how unions contribute to clean, affordable, reliable energy. How they help this effort, build the plants and keep them running, and how many livelihoods that means. We're going to do that today. We're going to also talk a little bit about Perry Schaefer is active with the Lignite Energy Council, and Perry on the board and does a lot of things, and he's a vendor, so he's not, you know, he isn't one of the plants, but he's actually supplying things for the plants, and very active, so we're going to talk with him as well. And I do have the clips of Tommy Lahren. I have some more of the comments from the folks in Ashley last night. Had a wonderful time, so all that coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Mike and Tioga wanted to say something before we chat with our next guest, Pamela Link. Mike, what's on your mind?
Oh, Scott, a quick question for you. I got to hear you speaking with Jim, the flagpole guy, this morning. How many sales is he up to now? Last report I got, listening to you guys, I think he was up to 20.
Oh, was it? Okay. I'm not keeping track, honestly. I just know the goal's 100. And before we even got to 2018, we were at like 15. These are people that have called and said they're going to go. So our goal was 100, but I'm not sure what his new number is. I'll ask him next time for sure.
Yeah, well, just a quick comment on Jim. I did not know who he was. I knew, or I did not know him personally, but he was out at my home in rural Tioga recently, and he will be putting in an extreme flagpole for me this year. And you talk about a nice guy. He's just a heck of a guy. So anybody out there that's thinking about a flagpole, give old Jim a call.
And I have to tell you, I've heard that over and over and over. It just is amazing. And he's been in my backyard and put a plate. What is, by the way, an extreme flagpole? I don't even know what that is.
The extreme version of flagpoles he has the internal cable system, and their wind ratings and things are just, oh, triple what some of the lesser grades are that are out there. So
yeah, go with quality. Go with U.S. made. Absolutely. I appreciate you calling. His number, by the way, if you missed it earlier, 571-3524, and online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Thanks for sharing the story, Mike. Appreciate that very much. Pamela Link is here, and Pamela is with the Labor's International Union of North America. She is their Director of Business Development and Government Relations and deals with their North Dakota District Council of Minnesota and North Dakota, actually. And it's good to see you, Pamela. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Unions do some incredible work to make sure we have affordable energy, don't they?
We have been doing it for decades in the state of North Dakota, starting back when they were building Heskett and Stanton Station in the 60s, all the way through building Coal Creek Station, AVS, Coyote, Minn Kota. We helped build them, and we're still here in North Dakota doing maintenance during turnarounds. And on many of the plants, we have staff there every day in the event of an emergency or just basic maintenance.
So build the plant and keep the plant going.
Lignite and power generation in the state of North Dakota has been our bread and butter for 50 years.
How many folks are doing this for you?
Well, with the laborers, we, you know, it's kind of an ebb and tide between 200 to 400 members with the laborers in the state of North Dakota. But along with that, there's several unions under the North Dakota Building Trades that are working out in the plants. I believe right now the North Dakota Building Trades have upward near 3,000 members in the state of North Dakota.
How do you describe the work ethic, the quality of the work, the final outcome that comes from a union worker? How do you tell people the difference they make?
I really think it is that we stand apart with our training. All of the unions that are under the guise of the North Dakota Building Trades and the Laborers Union, we have very extensive training centers, and we pride ourselves in taking that next step for training to make sure that we have a ready and available workforce here in North Dakota. Like I said, primarily for years with Lignite and Power, and that workforce is growing into the oil sector, and we also, with the laborers, work in industrial and commercial building. We work in heavy highway, and, you know, I'm the first one to stand up and yell, we had a great part in building Dakota Access Pipeline. So we're working, continuing with the Lignite energy industry and also with many other industries in the state, and we plan to be here for decades to come.
Now, I was fortunate enough to bump into a number of union workers that were here during the pipeline construction and really got a new appreciation for how much that was, you know, a really important part of their livelihood. I mean, they were good jobs, and a lot of them, and for a while, they were, of course, sitting while there was protests and government tangling and everything else. So it was a tense time because they're here away from their families, but they're in a hotel room, they're not getting paid and everything else. But, I mean, what I got out of them is just the love for that work, and we need these pipelines. And do you understand how good they are constructed? I mean, you know, again, people are concerned about the water. Who is it? Everybody is. And the environment and the reliability of these. But they should meet some of these union folks that are building them, shouldn't they, Pam?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have just a core of our labor members that pipelines are their passion. Their families are all involved in this industry. And our laborers go all across the country. And we were so grateful to have that work with Dakota Access Pipeline, and we're looking forward to other pipeline projects that are going to be happening in the state when we hear that just in a couple of years, capacity is already going to be met, and there's going to be a greater need. And our workforce with the laborers continues to train and continues to build up to be ready at any moment.
How about the Keystone XL Pipeline? I mean, I know the union folks have been very vocal and getting that approved and done. What's the latest on that?
Well, you know, the last thing we had heard is, you know, with Nebraska, they had given it a go, so we're sitting and waiting. We're talking about this this week in our office about, you know, is the company still ready to put in that pipeline? Are they meeting the need? And we fully believe there is a need for it, and we're patiently waiting for it to kick off.
Fascinating. Anything else you want to tell us, Pam?
Well, we love the lignite energy industry. Our members and members of the building trades are very proud, as their families are, that it has been our bread and butter. And we are working hard, and we're working hard behind the scenes to make sure that lignite is a part of North Dakota for hundreds of years to come.
Thank you, Pam. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Pamela Link, Director for Business Development, Government Relations for the Laborers International Union of America. Also the Laborers District Council of Minnesota and North Dakota. One of the supporters of what's happening here at the Lignite Energy Council. Big day today. A lot going on. Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor, on the stage at 11. So come on by.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm with Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're looking at saunas today, and I'll tell you what, these saunas are flying out the door. What's going on?
Yeah, I think as we're waking up to the realization that this is pretty doggone good for you. The University of Finland, for example, just did a 20-year study on men that use a sauna 4 times a week, reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%. Mayo Clinic's all over this. Not to mention your other great wellness attributes of a sauna, like increased circulation, sweating out toxins, lowering blood pressure, losing weight, burning calories, all those great things that a little box of wood with a heater does it.
Use it year-round, easy to set up?
You will use it year-round because it's an addicting thing. Because it releases the natural endorphins, you get that kind of runner's high. You want to use it every day, and you will use it every day, and you'll be better because of it.
Great financing, great savings. In fact, you use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800 on the hot tubs, on the saunas, on the patio furniture, on the endless pool fitness system. And don't forget the no-interest financing event going on now, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck 2.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Gotta have a snack. I wonder if Scott remembered his My Pillow on his Bismarck trip and his trip to Ashley and stuff.
I did not.
You did not. See, nope. That's, I knew there was something off about you today.
Mm-hmm.
What's that 800 number? Promo code ScottMyPillow.com. I have the number in front of me.
800-506-9028. But I got to say it with a mouthful of cheese grits.
That's right, because and the other thing too is, I mean, there's more than just the My Pillow. Just because you have a pillow doesn't mean you can't help the other aspects of your sleep. The sheets they have, the mattresses they have,
unbelievable.
That's the next step. I got to do the mattress because you're supposed to replace the mattress every however. What's the interval you're supposed to replace your mattress? It's time for me.
Me too. I'm way overdue.
Gotta get that. ScottMyPillow.com or the My Pet Pillow. You know those work. Mine are territorial on that thing.
These cheese curds are really good. They come from the Senex. My little stop on the way back from Ashley last night. And God bless you and Ashley. I tell you, it was fantastic. It was so great. Here's one note, Ashley. Somebody handed me before I left. Wanted me to get this to President Trump. I invite you to come and visit the Ashley, North Dakota area because we are the small town fuel of North Dakota, but our people speak volumes. When the country seems shook, we still see the truth, and we know how to network, visit, speak, and see all the backbone of America has. From a voice that's in the middle of a troubled generation. How about that? Oh, Miss Rodeo wrote that. Yeah, how about the Miss Rodeo, North Dakota? She was.
Love it.
Yeah. I have a picture up with her on Facebook right now. Here's another. Donald Trump, we would appreciate a visit to Ashley, North Dakota to share your vision for America. I'm proud to be a Trump supporter. Do you know they voted 77% for Trump down there?
Heck, I'm surprised it was that low.
I got to find out the other counties. Come to Ashley, see where your food comes from. Combine ride, eat a real German meal, says Carol. I love that.
Real German meal?
Yeah, exactly. Another note says, you need to talk to Bill Bullard, RCAF USA. I hear that once in a while. It is somebody we need to add to our docket to schedule. The people of Ashley deserve an NDOT state shop. How are we going to get that set up and keep it open? All right, well, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is on the stage at 11 o'clock today. I'll hand this to him. I'll put that in his hands. How about that? Just want to thank the president for keeping on in spite of all the flack he gets. Oh, man, it was fun. It was a great time. And, you know, Tony Bender invited me down. Tony is the newspaper publisher down there. And Tony and I are, I mean, complete 100% political opposites. So I was, number one, honored by the invite. I appreciate it. That was nice. And two, he was a good sport last night because I was having a good time at his expense. I said, well, Tony Bennett invited me down, so I just assumed you were all agreed with Tony. Oh, no! Oh. So I asked them to raise hands. You know, how many people in here would agree with me? And, you know, it was a good chunk of the room, and he got like four hands up. I think we also talked about the Kramer Heitkamp race, and that was a similar of a, you know, 80-20 Kramer versus Heitkamp. So it was fun time, and I appreciate it. Todd, if you'd whip up some of the clips there from Tommy Lahren, I think what she's doing is, you know, apropos to Ashley and every other spot of North Dakota, and that is getting out there and celebrating the forgotten American. And she talked about it a little bit in the speech yesterday. I want to play that for you. In the meantime, let me go to Dustin and Mandan, who's waiting to chat next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Scott, I guess I just want to say how excited I am to hear you guys kind of talk about the union that helped build and maintain these power plants in the state. I was a Boilermaker for 7 years with Local 647. Great organization. You know, a lot of people have bad feelings towards unions and how they conduct business, but, you know, this is an organization where they police themselves, you know, the general foremen, the journeymen, the apprentices, they all work for the company as one. You know,
you're not seeing it as worker versus boss. You're seeing, hey, we got a job to do. Sounds to me.
Exactly. And you know, we would get on a job and they would say, okay, this is when we want to be testing the boiler. You know, this is the day we want to have this done. And there were so many times we would be so close, but, you know, we always managed to get it done by that date. And, I mean, that's something incredible.
Well, yes, I'm glad you called. You know, I have been called a union basher before, and I'm not a union basher. I'm not a union basher at all. I am a union, you know, leader, and not even, you know, and what I mean is, to me, it's all about these guys that, you know, that are in D.C. pulling all the strings, pulling the shots, right? I mean,
yep.
the brass. I always try to make a point of saying, look, if I'm saying something about an opinion about a union and how they're negotiating something or whatever, I'm not saying it about the good, hardworking folks that make up those unions, because I think you've made a very good point, and you ought to get a little more attention than you do, because you do good work. So appreciate you calling.
You bet. Have a good day, Scott.
You as well, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, is that clip ready to roll, Todd? This is Tommy Lahren. Yesterday, Lignite Energy Council gave a big address laying out an entire series, evidently, Fox News Channel is going to be going, and she, you know, talked kind of, in code. She didn't give us, you know, it's not official yet, you can tell, but it's coming. Listen to this.
Well, I think that it's also, I want to speak to that, but I also want to speak to something brewing, and I can't speak too much to it, it's still brewing, but my mission and why I came on board at Fox News is because I wanted to bring Middle America to the Fox News viewer, and we're going to do that. I can't speak too much to it, but I think what the left does better than anyone, and the mainstream media does better than we do, is they tell good stories. And we don't tell stories. We show people that are making money off of energy. We show, like, dirty coal. We show lobbyists. That is what is shown for a lot of you in this industry and a lot of people on the right for all of our industries. You know, the almighty, the NRA is so scary. The coal is so scary. The pipelines are so scary. That's all that they see. They don't see the stories. They don't see the families. They don't see what you guys live day in and day out. They don't get to see that your dad did this job and now you do this job, and this job makes you proud to go home every day and tell your family what you did because you worked hard, you worked with your hands, you made money for your family, and if someone's going to take that away from you, your family is now at risk. They don't see those stories. They hear us talk about it, but they don't see the stories. So that is my mission in my time at Fox, is to bring those stories forth and so that we can show them visually, not just to talk about them, but to show them. And I promise you, you have my word, I will be back, and we will bring Fox, and we will do a story on coal miners and what you guys go through in your families and your lifestyle, because the rest of the country, they feel you, they're with you, they just need to see you. I promise we're going to see you, and it's going to be within the year.
How about that? I went on to say, you know, the surface mining done here, West Virginia gets so much of the attention on coal mining, but the surface mining they do here and the reclamation and how they put it back better than it was, pretty incredible. So it'd be a great story for Fox. Good visual. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The ABC, NBC, CBS, the media as we know it, the New York Times, basically, I call them part of the swamp. They're all one and the same. Do you think his ultimate goal is just take them to their knees? I mean, they're never going to be fair, right? They're not going to all of a sudden come around.
Well, he takes them to task, and I think that it's part of exposing them. Nothing frustrates me more than when people like George Stephanopoulos or Anderson Cooper sit on air and they claim to be neutral. I am not neutral. I'm a conservative. I'm a Trump supporter. I'm very forthright about that. So is Sean Hannity. So is Tucker Carlson. We are very forthright that this is our commentary, this is our opinion. Meanwhile, on the other networks, they have people that pose as news anchors and the people that pose as giving you the daily news that are so far on the left, and Trump is calling that out, and he's not gonna have it. So I think he makes them look ridiculous, he makes a mockery of them, and he exposes them, and I think he gets a kick out of it. I get a kick out of it.
He does, and he does it well, and by the way, They lament his approval rating, which now is over 50%. And guess where theirs is? 18, 20, 22. I mean, so he's been successful. He's brought them down in exposing the bias. We saw just recently with Congressman Kevin Cramer on this show yesterday, and CNN completely twisting and taking out of context what he said. A lot of folks have weighed in on that on text. We haven't had a chance to share those yet, but here's one. Figuratively speaking, Heidi cheated on us, North Dakotans. Our representatives are married to North Dakota and its people. I'm more offended by Heidi's actions than Kevin's words. Another, Cramer said if Heidi doesn't vote for North Dakota, it's like being unfaithful. Not if you don't vote with Trump. They are twisting words. I just can't tell you enough how smart you are. Don't ever forget that. I love this audience because you see this a mile away. Say it way better than I do. Another texter, I think it's apparent by the text messages you're getting that the majority of your listeners don't really care what CNN has to say. We all realize what CNN is trying to pull, but by giving them free airtime talking about it over and over, you're giving them all the publicity they were seeking in the first place. All right, point well taken. But you do have to address some of this stuff. You can't let how they do what they do. And
we're having a laugh at their expense.
What's very interesting here is I'm not going to get into the details of this, but here's how this works. Okay, there are folks within the Heitkamp campaign who have friends at CNN who, the second the show ended yesterday, said, "Get this out now, and here's what we're going to do on it. Here's how our take's going to be on it." That thing isn't a news piece; it's a political press release. So I don't like that. I don't like it at all. If Kevin Cramer says something that's worthy of criticizing, criticize him. Say it, black and white. Say what he said. Say what you don't like about it. But to do that little game they do is really disgusting. And now they have a new game, and the game is, rather than her have to ask, you know, be asked rather tough questions, she goes to friendly places. She is on a bit of an apology tour with some other media to say, sorry, haven't seen you in 5 years, but nice to meet you again. We haven't gotten our call yet, so we're waiting for that apology tour stop too, aren't we, Todd? Come on.
Exactly.
You can't hide and then, you know, play these kind of games. Anyway, all good comments, and I appreciate all of them. Thank you very much. We are at the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting, and Perry Schaefer's here. Perry is President, General Manager of Environmental Services, helping solve customers' needs. That's what this guy is, a one-man solution machine for his customers. Who are your customers?
My customers are all the people that produce electricity using coal, plus the heavy industrial market, the colleges, the sugar plants, the ethanol facilities. That's who we sell to. And I'm not a one-man show. There's 11 of us.
So you lead them? You lead them.
I do lead them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you are in the fight.
Oh, yes.
To defend this industry.
That's right.
Because if this industry goes away, you have less customers, plus it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Coal is huge. I've been doing this since 1982, to be honest. And you know, I look at, I'm not an all-the-above guy. I'm a coal guy. You just can't compare the jobs to the other all of the above industries as you can to coal. You look at the economic benefit of coal as compared to the economic benefit of any of the other all of the above categories. There's just no comparison.
Help me understand that, Perry. If I am the president of Chevrolet, I don't run around and say all of the above. You can pick a Ford, you can pick a Chrysler. How about that Jeep? You know, seen a Tesla lately? Right?
Sure.
You don't say that. Why does the energy industry say all of the above? Why do you not get in the arena and say, here's my product, in the case of coal, it is affordable, it is reliable, and pick me.
Yeah,
why do we do this? We got to all play well nice with the other.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not, that's a big question. It will take a lot more than the time we have to go through some of those answers, but to kind of sum it all up, there was one reason why the Obama administration came up with CO2 as a poisonous gas. Eliminate coal, period. Excuse me, he said that from the beginning of his campaign. And if we're going to rewrite the Clean Power Plan, which is the process that we're engaging in now with the Trump administration, we have to eliminate the CO2 rule, or else we change nothing. By doing that, we're all on the same field. We're all on the same level playing field. I still think we have to also eliminate the subsidies that some of the other industries are getting. And I think by doing that, we have a much better chance of success. When you look at the comparison between the economic difference between coal and all of the above, when you're building windmills, a lot of people are working. What happens when you're done building windmills? There's no work. There's nothing to provide. There's nothing to weld, to fix, to repair, to replace. Same argument can be made for transmission lines. When you're building transmission lines, there's a lot of work. Engineering, supply, design, all of the hotels, the restaurants, all of those things. What happens when you're done building? They work just fine. You don't have to stand there and watch them work. So there's a big economic difference between how I think coal does with respect to what all the above do.
We're talking with Perry Schaefer, Environmental Services, on the Lignite Energy Council board. You recently testified.
I did.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I drove down to Gillette. Jason Bohr, I'm a member of the Lignite Energy Council board. I was just reelected, and I am very appreciative of that. And I'm one of those go-getter type guys. I don't want to just be on boards to be on boards. I actually want to do something when I'm on the board. So I drove to Gillette. We have a lot of clients there from an environmental services perspective. And several of us, about 150 people, testified, some for, some against, the rewrite of CPP, which is Clean Power Plan. And it was a very interesting experience. There's a tremendous amount of people that are very emotionally driven. Not factually driven, but emotionally driven. And we just testified.
That's a nice way of saying it, too. You're a diplomat.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you have to try to educate people, and I think our industry is 10 years behind on the education process. But it's a very eye-opening experience.
It's a business thing. It isn't just coal.
There you go.
The big business has this keep our head down, and they'll all love us. You know, I mean, they work a lot of times, but they just think, oh, you know, we don't need to go out and defend ourselves. You do.
We do.
You absolutely do. Sorry, I interrupted you. Keep going.
No. We just have to tell the truth, and that's what I did. I just simply made a few statements about the economic driver that coal is. It's such a part of our intertwined economy, we don't even think about it anymore. And if you would eliminate the coal plants, imagine what would happen economically to our state, to our country. And, of course, I'm a North Dakotan. I love North Dakota. But I'm not just talking North Dakota. I'm talking big picture here. So, and we have a very interesting time right now to do something about it with a friendly administration, a friendly Congress. That's the reason I go and do those things. I don't do it for Perry Schaefer. I do it for...
Move the ball down the field.
Yep. For the industry, for the 30-somethings and the 20-somethings that are coming up in this industry.
I also think, Perry, you're a good example of the amount of time you're devoting to the leadership of a trade group or a lobbying entity, I mean, advocacy group, obviously, Lignite's all of that, Lignite sure. Energy Council.
Sure.
As a vendor is unusual, right? In other words, where we buy our things in the radio business, you don't go say, well, are they going to make it or are they going to not make it? But you're doing it. I think more people need to do it. I mean, and especially in this industry, especially in this industry where the ripple effects are there. Look at Westmoreland Coal on the verge of bankruptcy right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, this industry has had a target on its back and has some significant market pressures now going forward of trying to come back from that, to have had all that regulatory stuff and now that. How do you win this battle?
Well, education is one thing, but you said it right. All of us need to get in the fight. We can't just have the large utilities in the fight. We have to all be in the fight, and I think most of us don't understand that. I mean, we just go to work every day. We do a great job. We're engineering. We're designing. We're selling. We're fixing problems. We're solving things, but we don't think about the big picture. And frankly, when the Obama administration got in, they went to work. They went to work eliminating coal. And we just sat in the sidelines and watched for the most part from an industry perspective.
Isn't it amazing how the left works?
It's amazing.
It really is. I mean, if you could step back and just look at it all and see how it works, because in my mind, everything they did in those 8 Obama years were planned about 8 years before that.
Sure, absolutely.
And when we get that, because, you know, Bush isn't going to be able to, they aren't going to be Republican, just, you know, I mean, flip the coin, you know that it's likely going to go Republican. They planned everything, chapter and verse, hit the ground running, didn't get everything done they wanted to, but got a lot done.
That's right.
And meanwhile, contrast that with Donald Trump. The party is fighting him, right?
Sure.
They're fighting him every step of the way. The swamp is fighting him every step of the way. He didn't do everything perfectly in the transition either, but my point is that they're just much better at this.
That's right.
They're much better at implementing their agenda and forcing it down our throat without even thinking about how a republic works.
And that's exactly my point. And as a contractor supplier in this industry, I have an obligation, in my opinion, to give back, and I challenge all of us in the contractor supplier world to do the same. I mean, we've reaped the benefits of this industry for a long time, and it's being challenged in a big way. And most of us in this industry don't even realize how much we're being challenged. We all have to get on the same page. And you know me, Scott. I've known you for a long time. I'm a lobbyist in D.C. as well, and I go out there on my own dime, and I try to do the best I can to make sure that we keep the right language in front of the people that we've elected to make the rules. And I think you have to. I think it's part of our responsibility.
One of the nicest things anyone's ever done for me was I got a call one day from a guy by the name of Perry, and he and his son had just been on a trip, and he said, I just read your book. I finally have the time to read your book on this trip. It's really good. It's really good. You've got to have a larger voice, and certainly has been part of our growth and effort across. We appreciate you, Perry.
You bet, absolutely.
Grassroots, common sense action agenda for America. I'll sign one for you, just like I did for Perry.
Amen.
Good work. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yep, great industry, good folks. We love being a part of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future and the Lignite Energy Council. More after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Annalise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You hear that, folks? That's the sound of an endless pool fitness system. We're at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince is with me. This is part hot tub, part treadmill, part endless pool. What is this?
Well, some people call it a swim spa, but endless pools invented stay-in-place aquatic exercise. We call it a fitness system because that's exactly what it is, right? You have the ability to swim against a nice, smooth current. There's a treadmill in the bottom, which I really like. I used to be a runner. Now I can't run as well. So anybody can be a runner in water. Anybody can be a good runner in water, and we will all get in shape. We'll lose weight, do all the wellness activities that we're looking for. Matter of fact, I have a couple customers that have lost over 70 pounds and over 100 pounds respectively. So this is a great little fitness tool that can be in your backyard, in your home, and you will use it every day.
I see the rowing is available.
Yeah, I actually have a guy who's going on a kayaking venture this summer, and he's been talking about how he's using the rowing to get into shape for that. And you can do multiple water exercises.
What kind of price range?
They run from around $15,000 all the way up to over $45,000 with everything in between, so we totally customize it to what your needs would be.
No interest financing available too, of course, so they'll save you money, and they're the pros on it at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to save up to $2,800 on everything you buy at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Something else that comes from the ground for the battery technology of our cell phones and our electric cars is lithium. Lithium is produced in or mined in Nevada, so that's something else that comes from the ground that's used as part of our electrical energy revolution here. That's all. Bye.
Good point. Is that the same lithium that is like the medicine lithium? You think it must be, huh? And what he's talking about? Interesting point, though. Appreciate that call. Thank you very much. texter says, Scott, you need to be really careful with that surface mining statement. You said that they put the land back better than it was. We farm in the heart of coal country, and this is so far from reality. Please be careful with that statement. Come ride with me in the tractor sometime, and I can show you the reclaimed ground if you want. I'd like to do that, actually. I'd be happy to do it. And if you send me a text, well, you did just now, just send me your contact info again, and we'll try and set that up because I'm interested in that. I've actually seen some land that I did see the photos before and the photos after where it was, like, unbelievable. And I saw it, you know, one area where they added a lake, you know. So I know the goal is return it to its original state. And if it can be better, you know, maybe that's a stretch. Maybe that's rare. I'll take your point on that. And obviously not every time it's going to be perfect. Certainly know that. Happens too with pipelines, you know. Try and get it back. You just keep working with that. So appreciate you calling me on my embellishment there a little bit. Should we call it that? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Where's Andy? Andy Rickoff, our What's on Your Mind sports director, is down at the Minnesota Twins home opener, Target Field. Dave St. Peter told us earlier in the show, all the snow is gone. They're going to go. And our special broadcast today is brought to you by ABC Seamless Siding, Hanson Runsbull Funeral Home, the Medicine Shop Pharmacy, Sport Clips, Bismarck Minot as well, for coverage of Minnesota Twins today. So Andy's going to check in here in just a moment, and we will wrap up the program. Do I have time to do this? Give me a little more of Tommy Lahren there, Todd, just for a couple minutes while we're waiting for Andy here, okay? Tommy Lahren.
So we need to make sure that, you know, what if the Pelosi's of the world are going to be elected again? We need to make sure it's actual Americans who are voting for those people, misguided as they may be, and not dead people and illegal immigrants. That's just where I stack up on that one. But I believe in term limits as well, but it's going to have to be brought to the forefront because I think a lot of the times it gets lost in the noise. But I think that, you know, I even saw on the local TV here with some of your local ads that that's something that some of your elected leaders are pushing for and believe in. So if you guys are able to do it, hey, more power to you. I think it's a great idea. Nancy Pelosi's old anyway. Did you guys see how many times she adjusted her dentures during the State of the Union? I don't know what was better. I don't know what was better, her adjusting her dentures or when Joe Kennedy, like, drooled on himself. I mean, what a winning team. God, I'm nervous for 2020. Boy, that's what we got to work with. I'm all right. I feel good.
You know, that's one thing Tommy Lahren does. I mean, she used some salty language yesterday. She is irreverent. She is, but mind you, she's 25, okay? And she's appealing to a completely different generation. I don't agree with her on everything. I think the reason she left the Blaze was because she's pro-choice. That offends me to my core. On the other hand, I'm going to recognize there's going to be some people in the Republican Party that don't agree with me on that, you know? So I also believe that if she is able to convince young people to come into the conservative cause and see these things differently, we have to support that 100% and hope for a lot more of it. So I think that part of it's great. And, you know, she's young. Sometimes you're young and you just don't know. I'm going to end on a really sad note today. A really sad note. And that is a story I alluded to earlier that folks have been talking about. And it's an obituary for a youngster, 12 years old, grew up in Minot, attended school there, 2009, came to Bismarck, continued the education in Bismarck, most recently attending 7th grade in Bismarck. Uplifting person to be around. Her parents wrote this obituary. She was an uplifting person to be around, always concerned for the well-being of those around her, always had a smile on her face. Love nothing more than to make people laugh. This is the obituary for a 12-year-old child, folks. The parents say Cherish was very close to her family, enjoyed talking to people about her siblings and parents, loved them deeply. She loved to draw, listen to music. Cherish experienced intense pain most people her age will never know. Throughout the last 6 months of her life, she experienced continual transition and intense bullying at school. While the news is currently highlighting violence as the result of bullying, Cherish's support system saw a very different result. Those who loved Cherish didn't know how unbearable that pain she was experiencing had become for her. The support and love she was able to receive from those around her wasn't enough to heal the scars of the relentless bullying she had already suffered. Cherish didn't harm others or turn to drugs and alcohol to deal with her pain. She took her life on March 31st, 2018. Man alive, is that hard to read? We have a crisis of the heart in this country, folks. And encourage your kids, if you see something, say something. This has to end. It's not right. I don't put it on anybody. It is administrators. It is just something we can all do one person at a time. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim@IndieFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.